Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in again to the Real Friends Podcast. I'm Chris here with my buddy Matthew, and we are bringing you another Advent devotional, helping you keep your eyes on Jesus throughout this Advent season.
Exactly. Last week, we're on the theme of hope, of course, for the first week of Advent. And in our last episode, we talked about the arrival of hope specifically in Jesus' birth. That's the one of the two arrivals that Advent is all about. And the first one was, of course, Jesus being born into the world.
That's great. And today we're going to look at one of the greatest facets of the hope that we have in Jesus because of his first advent, his first arrival, namely the forgiveness of sins.
Yeah, we talked about darkness last week, and the darkness is from the sin of the world.
That's right. So why don't you read Matthew 1, 18 through 21.
Now, the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
As you read a passage from Matthew, a lot of our church people are probably making jokes.
Hopefully, about it. Yeah, they've got some familiarity with it.
That's right. But as we've seen throughout the book of Matthew, Israel had been looking for this Messiah. We talked about this last episode, this great deliverer, king, who would bring God's kingdom again to the earth. But when Jesus showed up, he did come as the Messiah. This was the arrival of hope, but Israel missed it.
Yeah, not quite like they thought he was going to come or how he was going to grow up. He was not. They thought that they were getting a worldly military conqueror.
That's right. They were, you know, in the first century, Israel was under the bondage, of the tyranny of Rome, and they wanted a Messiah who would come in and obliterate their enemies. But that's not the point of Jesus' first coming. What Israel didn't see is that they had a greater problem than Rome, namely the problem of sin.
Yeah, and it was a problem throughout the entire Old Testament that they realized over and over was a bigger problem than they realized or was a problem at all.
And you know what's interesting, Matthew, is still today, sometimes people forget that our greatest problem is sin. You know, people come to God and for reasons like, oh, fix my marriage, fix this relationship, fix my finances, and God cares about those things. But those things are not our greatest needs. No, we have one great need, and that is the issue of our sin, because sin separates us from a holy God.
That is the spiritual darkness that we talked about last time. And I, in my mind, tend to thinking of it as a bridged chasm that we cannot, could not have ever have gotten across on our
That's own. Right. And what's interesting is in every other religion in the world, what they say is if you want to get to God, you want heaven, what Nirvana, whatever they're offering, not the band, but they say, you do 1, 2, 3, ABC, XYZ,
if you can.
If you can, and which means only the most moral and upright, and disciplined can actually get to God, which is crazy to think about. But Christianity is quite unique in that it says, it levels the playing field, and it says, none of us can get to God.
Yeah. So the hope that we have ends up being, it's not of our making and is not our responsibility, if that's the right word.
So in light of the Christmas season, we can think back to when we were children and you remember the naughty or nice list, right? And your goal as a child was to be on the nice list, lest you get what for Christmas?
Oh, coal in the old stocking.
Did that ever happen to you?
Not that I'm going to tell you about.
So, yeah, one of my favorite scenes and one of my favorite Christmas movies is in the movie Elf. Buddy Elf is at the North Pole and he's talking to Santa, and he finally realizes Santa shares with him that he's actually not an elf, that, his father is still alive, but his father doesn't even know that, he was born. So he wants to meet, Buddy wants to meet his dad. He wants to make this trip to New York. I want to meet my father. So anyway, Santa says, hey, there's something I need to tell you. Your dad is on the naughty list.
No!
when we think about the naughty list, you know, the goal was is to get ourselves off of the naughty list and onto the nice list by being really good. And now they have like the elf on the shelf.
Abby, I remember having a school project involving, I believe, an elf on the shelf.
This is a brilliant idea, by the way, because it gets kids to behave. But, you know, the idea is you have this elf always watching you. And maybe if you're good enough, you can get on the right list. So this might be a cheesy analogy, but essentially, we are all on the naughty list. In other words, we have all sinned and fall short of God's glory. But the thing is, Matthew, that nothing we do can get us from the naughty list to the nice list, because the chasm, as you mentioned, it's too great.
Yeah, it's unbridgeable.
No, in a million lifetimes, we could not get back to God because of our sin. But great news, in the Christmas story, hope arrived. And one facet of that hope, as we read in our text, the angel said to Joseph, Jesus will save his people from their sins. Sin has separated us from God, but through Jesus, hope has arrived. Because he paid the penalty for our sins, we have the sure hope of forgiveness.
I love that part, that we don't generate the hope. The hope starts with God, and it starts with Jesus.
Amen. Thanks for listening, and we'll pick up again on the theme of hope tomorrow.